Deep below the city of Waterdeep lies the Ender Mountain, home of forgotten civilizations. Levels upon levels filled with monstrosities, madness, violence, and riches beyond belief. Home to Halaster Blackcloak, the Mad Mage. Those who enter are subjected to his whims and fancies, be they boon or bane. It's 1 gold for the ride down. How many are lucky enough to pay to come back up? The Arcane Dice Podcast presents Dungeon Crawl, Legacy of the Mad Mage.
Should we get to it?
No new updates.
You want to get to it? You're inching towards some violence.
Winning or death.
Last episode, you guys were doing a fairly successful fighting retreat.
I feel like we had our shit together. Strangely.
Yeah, you seem to have your shit together. You're still in a group. Damage wise, I mean, you're doing okay. Hazen just got some healing.
I'm still getting worked pretty good.
You're still getting worked pretty good. You are.
I'm not gonna lie. I may be dashing past them in a few seconds here, so you guys can expect to take a little more punchy fisty yourselves.
So we had been talking there, Chase, about your dancing lights, and
I responded to that.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I was out letting my horses out.
I didn't see that.
Your girl got to go to the bathroom.
Oh yeah, I put Parmesan in my carbonara, and it did its thing.
Why would you do that then?
For the taste. Duh.
It's worth it for fancy cheese. And it was a good, crisp parm. I even put some of like my leftover parm, like barky pieces in it when I was like melting up all of the garlic and the... what is it called? Italian bacon.
Yes.
Prosciutto?
Why am I...
What is that noise?
Yeah, why am I getting like AM radio?
Somebody just turn on a fan or something?
So it's not just me.
I muted myself. It's still going.
I think it's Matt.
Have some truck sound effects going?
No truck sound effects at all. All right, that's a lot better. I was going to say, Chase, I mean, even bad cheese is worth it.
I disagree there.
I don't know. I had a couple of friends over the other night, and I was like, okay, well, so like I have asparagus and Brussels sprouts, like cooking and like baking them in some olive oil and some salt and pepper, which is my favorite way to do it. And they're like, oh yeah, I'll eat it if you put cheese whiz on it. And I guarantee that cheese is not worth it.
That's not right.
Well, it hurt me. It hurt me inside.
That would hurt.
I'm sure it did. That's why you've got... What happens when you eat.
When you're baking those asparagus and Brussels sprouts, do you know what they need? They need a nice...
Bacon.
That works too, but a nice dusting of parm towards the end so it gets nice and brown and crispy on top.
You just cook it at like 450 and then you finish it off on broil so it gets nice and crispy.
But cook it right on the barbecue.
But that salty cheese is... that's the way to go. Way to go.
Where you save the Parmesan for carbonara, which is Chase's, I don't want to go and get groceries meal. All I need is noodles, frozen meat, and eggs.
I love it.
Hey, focus. Focus.
Focus. We're talking about cheese. That is focusing.
That is not, unless Chitauri is leaving a smoke cloud down this hallway as we're running.
Well, you might be.
Yes.
You might be.
Well,
The dancing lights. Can you?
Russ, did you like our closing out? And I was like, I gotta go.
Just crop dusting this entire group right now.
So the dancing lights, when if you guys refer to the dungeon map, if we send the lights left at this T junction and the rest of us go right and then fuck off up here around the corner. Yeah, like
zoop.
Like up to here. We may be able to break visual with them and then have them chase the pretty lights the wrong way.
But if you look at the
far away the lights can get from me though.
120 feet. It's the range of the spell.
That's not that bad. 120 feet from me or from where I cast it?
From you.
Should be from
so you. If you look at the spell description as well, Chitauri, technically your lights have not been following you because you have to use your bonus action to actually move them. So
I mean, I did cast them in that hallway right here anyways. Well, I'm just circling things and you guys can't actually see what I'm doing. Like right here anyways. So yeah, like,
so it's down there.
So you can move them up to 60 feet.
Or I can just leave them down there. And evade.
And a light must be within 20 feet of another light.
Yeah, there's four lights, and they can be combined into one thing to actually make them look like a silhouette of something, too.
Humanoids. Yep.
So that's why we want to use that.
It's for Omni.
Over here. Well, no, we're using them as a detour or a
ambiance.
Decoy. No, we're beyond ambiance here. Oh, we're not having dinner with these
way
folks.
Way beyond ambiance. Yeah, that.
Yeah, we want them to go left while we go right. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I also have minor illusion or something like that.
Ooh.
I've got minor illusion, but dancing lights is better.
Mm-hmm. What if you make like a sound down it while I make lights, or like the sound of footsteps, like we're running down that way, so they.
Let's get out here somehow, and then we can look at those other options. But mm-hmm. Okay, we need to be moving. And yeah, Matt, our old Ranarat, if you can slow them in any way, shape, or form. Same thing with you, Morley, or Corey.
All right, we can figure something out. I guess you guys can figure something out.
We have a plan.
You have a plan. You have a plan.
We have the start of a plan.
Beginning of a plan.
That's as far as I ever get in planning. Because as we all know, no plan survives first contact.
Right.
If you fail to plan, then you plan to fail, though.
He who plans first is plans again.
What's her... is What's Her Nuts still alive, or is she toasted?
Mad Nats.
Did you kill Nadia the Unbent? No.
Mad Nads is still alive.
She was a hurt unit, but she was not dead.
Whose turn is it now? It is top of the round.
I believe it was Thug 4.
It's going to
be it's top of the round because I just ended.
So it's going to be Thug number 1. Thug number 1.
Oh, Thug 1. My bad. Yeah. I forgot about Thug number 1. Sorry, Thug number 1.
Yeah, it happens a lot to him. You know, he just kind of blends in. Thug number 1. And he is, where is he at?
Unknown for inspection, clear weapon.
That's Thug 1 there. And he's going to, you know what? It's been hit or miss for him, but it's been working. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 feet. Right up to Hazen, and he is going to attack twice. missing on the first swing, and let's see that fucking, let's change the dice and see that backswing go.
Well, if you love him so much, why don't you just fucking kiss him?
With a 16. Oh, wait, let me double check. That might not be a 16. With a 16.
Meet or beat.
Meet or beat. So he hits you. And with his nasty, I mean, this thing is nasty. It's fucking...
Yes, the butt mace.
Yes. He's going to give you... Ooh, that's not bad. That's going to
an
be...
An STI?
Yeah, probably. Or at least a nasty infection. That's going to be 6 points of bludgeoning damage as it comes smashing
and
into...
Maybe an infection.
Maybe yeah. an infection. Bringing us to
6
bugbear.
Points, you say?
6 points, yeah.
Okie dokie.
Bugbear one, he's going to go 5, 10. He's going to stop there, and he's going to roll his save. And he is still fucking slowed, you bastards.
Excellent work.
Excellent work. I don't like it. Nadia the Unbent. Nadia the Unbent. Where is Nadia the Unbent? There she is. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. She's going to give a swingaroo.
Doesn't she have to make a wisdom save?
Oh, you're right. I am sorry. I'm going to put those there. Those are her rolls. I'm not going to re-roll those. Not that it matters because... 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. She stands there in confused silence because she just wants to be so angry.
Does that break her rage?
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
Never
it would.
About that. It would, yeah.
Unless she takes damage from somebody.
Yeah, that's like my most powerful curse. Actually, no, it's like break, or my most powerful spell. I thought it was break curse, not even taking damage. Spell ends the effect.
Sorry?
Oh, yeah. If your turn ends,
not
if you have an attack.
Hurt. It's a remove curse.
Yeah, remove, well, or a minute, right? Well, we're getting there. Okay, Natty the Unbent. Strangely silent. Bugbear number two. Where do we go? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. And he is going to chuck a javelin at Hazen.
What?
What? And he misses.
Oof. 5 rolls of dodgeball.
Yeah. Bringing us to Hazen. Hazen, what's going on? You got a thug in front of you, a bugbear closing in fast.
How rough does this bugbear in front of me look?
That thug right there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fucking fresh as a daisy. No, sorry. He looks really bad. Really, really bad. He fucking, yeah.
I love when he lies to me.
No, seriously, he looks really bad. I thought he was fresh as a daisy, but he apparently is not. No. No.
I'm not sure which to believe now. I'm going to slash that one in front of me across the eyes.
All right.
Eye slashing.
An eye slashing. Why not? It's been working on Nadia.
That's right. That's an 11. Ooh, right. Character sheet. Where's that sword? So plus 6. So 17 to hit?
17 is a hit.
Okay. D8. That's a good way to start. 7 plus 3. So 10 damage. Regular slashing type damage.
With your sword?
With my sword.
Oh, right. Describe how your sword fucking kills this thug.
Oh!
While I was just going to slash his eyes, the sword's keen tip penetrates right across his temples and basically slashes through and lobotomizes him and leaves him kind of standing there for a few seconds doing the open mouth gape.
All right, yeah, like a goldfish. Hop, hop, hop. Kind of offering you the...
Sorry to interrupt. Was it just the tip?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, offering you the...
Of my purple sword.
Yeah.
Chase, that's a drink. Chase, that's a drink.
Giving you the old fucking monkey brain dessert option as you kind of lop the top of his fucking skull off.
And then I am going to bonus action dash the fuck out of here. Dash, so 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. I'm going to stop there.
All right. Bonus action dash. Okay, Corey, bringing that to you. You got a dead thug in the hallway.
Got a dead bug. But screaming Mimi there, Mad Nads, she hasn't rounded the corner.
Can't.
She has not rounded the corner.
That curse is fantastic, Chitauri.
Okay. I am going to...
Last of my third level slots, so hopefully.
I'm going to get the hell out of here and prep our distraction here at the T-junction. Okay. There's not really much I can do without moving towards somebody, and that's not what we're trying to do.
Right, standing in the darkness.
Yeah. So I'm a bounce up.
Roll me acrobatics.
Acrobatics?
Roll me an acrobatics check.
She's up with me with my sword, so.
Now she is, but she's not before then. You're around the corner.
That's her.
Around two quarters, technically.
Is this the minus thing again?
Yours.
Yes. Yep. Saving throw.
Okay, so it was a 16 minus 4, so it's 12.
12. Okay, a little stumbling, a little slamming against the wall, but you you make it to where you are. Not as graceful as you had hoped, but it was dark, so nobody really saw. They just heard it.
Right?
Right.
Not my first time. Stumbling in the dark down an alleyway.
The older zombie's going to do that. Run a rat.
I am going to... I'm going to cast Ray of Frost on the, this guy. Is this slowed, or what's the symbol on here for him?
I don't remember what that was for, but it's not slowed.
He was on fire.
I think he was on fire, maybe, yeah. So Ray of Frost
I'm going to go Ray of Frost on the bitch.
All right, Ray of Frost, okay.
Ray LeFrew.
That is
a 20 to hit.
That is a hit.
And I do 2d8. So that is a 7. And an 8 for 15.
How many?
And she is minus 10 feet of speed.
So you did 13 points of damage?
15.
Okay.
1-5. And she's minus 10 feet of speed until the start of my next turn.
So the start of your next turn, minus 10 speed. We'll try to remember that. Keep me honest.
Yep. And then I am going to jank around to here.
All right.
So... Before we left,
that was probably about 30.
Yeah. Before we left, as part of the coordination, though, I did mention to Chitauri to smash one of those alchemist fires as she falls back, just to give them a little bit more light to really fuck with her night vision, and bit of fiery burning distraction as well.
Yes, and I live for the affirmations. Tell me I'm pretty and I'll do what you want.
Wait, is that Chitauri or Chase talking?
That's Chitauri.
Chase is like, I don't fall for your bullshit.
Right?
I need more acts of service.
Okay. Possible alchemist fire coming up. Thug 2 moves. He starts screaming, "They're getting away! They're getting away!" Bugbear 3 is going to move up 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30. He's going to double move.
Shit.
Closer.
The other part I love about our plan, guys, is if it works, we have to turn around and come all the way back again.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 5, 10, 15, 25, 30. So they're going to double move as well. You're not getting away on their watch. Nadia does not like that. Dungeon crawl. Bugbear 4, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 5, 10, 15, 25, 30.
Mad Naz ain't got shit on us.
Okay. Bugbear 5. He's gonna go get up in there. 5, 10, 15, 25. 30. 5, 10, 15, 25, 30. They're gonna fucking come. They're coming for ya! Shatari, what's going on?
Are we still doing phrasing?
Right.
Always doing wild thought. Going to push some lights down yonder hallway.
You're going to have to move first.
Yeah.
So I can't do that and then move?
Oh, you can.
You can't see where you're putting them.
Lights.
All right, where are you putting these lights?
Those are
small dots.
Wait, did you drop a fire flask as well?
No, not four individually, Chase. Put them together. We want that humanoid silhouette down that hallway. We're trying to lead them away because they think they were there.
Counting on my art skills again, Raph.
I know, right? Just draw a yellow glowy man. Man.
Man.
Man? Does it specifically need to be a man?
Mang?
No. Not specifically.
Oh, fucking great. Hey! Get out of here with your manness.
Boom!
Okay. Guy there 55 feet away. Bringing us to...
That wasn't even my man!
Bugbear number one.
No!
No. Bugbear number one. Where's the bugbear number one? Oh, he's slow. 5, 10,
slow.
15.
Wait up, guys!
Wait up, guys! Fuckers, it was on the 18 for like half a second, and then it fucking landed on a 5. He's still slowed.
Go team!
Right? Nadia, the unbent. Nadia is going to make a save. She's fuckered. He is just still standing there, stunned, dazed, cursed. Bugbear number 2. Bugbear number 2... That's 4, that's 1, 5, bugbear number 2 is going to cut across 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, seeing Ranarat, he's seeing him, he's eyeing him up, he's got the fucking confidence, and he's, that might be it, it's a 14 hit.
Meats.
Alrighty. Wah, wah, wah. With the javelin. Good thing it's the... really? I've only been reading... Wait, if one target... Oh, at range. Okay, I was reading it differently. All right. I was like, motherfucker, I've been under damaging. But no, that's in melee, not in range. So that's going to be... not very good. That's going to be 4 points of piercing damage.
Gross.
Gross indeed.
Hazen. Lock it with my willpower.
Right. As long as that willpower notes that you've taken 4 points of piercing damage. Hazen.
It does.
Yes.
What's going on, buddy?
I'm going to cast Minor Illusion.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to make a sound periodically go off over here, like every 3 to 5 seconds.
All right.
That sounds like the pitter-patter of feet running away.
The pitter-patter of feet running away. You got a range of 30 feet.
Yep. And it can stay there. Once it's set, I can move away from it, so.
Right. Duration for one movement. All right.
So and then I am going to move. 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, right. And I am going to bonus action prep a healing potion because I hurt.
Your pitter-patter of feet sound. Okay. Fair enough. Corey.
Okay. So we've...
Oh, and I hit my sword.
Oh.
And you what?
Sorry. I hit my sword under my cloak.
Okay.
So the purple light has been obfuscated.
Obfuscated. All right.
Okay. I'm going to put my hand against the edge of the wall.
Okay.
I'm going to follow it around the corner that I saw Hazen run by.
Right.
Before he
hit his cloak.
Doused his light.
Okay.
And I'm going to... I'm going to get that H down here. And I am going to prep it's going to be good. It's got to be good. I'm prepping a thing that... No, that's all garbage. I'm going to prep a magic missile.
Okay.
If I see a bad guy start coming around that corner.
Okay, I just want to see here. Make me a, acrobatics, saving throw.
Nope. That dice is gone forever. Transitioning! New dice! Right. This one will be much better.
Your transition drills for dice, leave something to be desired.
What? It was a 15.
Okay. Yeah, make it to where you are.
Well, 15 minus 4, so 11.
11? Okay, you make it to where you are. Beholder zombie, gonna do that. Ran a rat, what's going on?
Oh, where's my...
Last one right in the face.
This guy here?
Yeah.
Right in the face. Unless you want a fireball down that hallway.
How damaged is this guy in front of me?
He's not looking good.
I'm gonna blast him with a ray of frost.
Yeah.
Okay, roll the hit.
That is 17 to hit.
17 hits, roll some damage.
That's an 8 and a 2. So 10 damage. And he is 10 feet slowed.
He's dead. He's 0 feet fucking slowed. He's all the feet slowed.
Motherfuckers! And I'm gonna run around the corner.
Alright, run around the corner. That is fair. Okay. Your fucking ray of frost slams into that bugbear and just fucking freezes him dead. Bits fucking shatter off of him as he fucking falls to the ground like
hammers.
A sack of
hammers into him.
Ranarat, are you able to, like, take up a position right at the corner and kind of peek to make sure that they actually go that way, or is that a little risky for you?
Yeah, I can like duck down and lay on the floor and put one eye around the corner.
You also need to guide Jatari to us because she can't see right now.
10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 5, 10, 15, 25.
Hey, you know what, guys? We don't have to worry about distracting anybody if we just keep slaying them.
Right? Bugbear.
Oh, this is, we're just trying to break them up, so we're not.
Bugbear number right. 3.
Come on, man. This is basic guerrilla tactics.
10, it's true. 15, 20, 25, 30.
Ooh, I only 15, do lion 15, tactics, 15, not gorilla tactics.
20.
Wah, wah. Hey, Uncle Matt, I got a joke for you.
Shoot.
What do you call the wife of a hippie?
I don't know. Mississippi.
Three, five, 10, 15,
I had a really good one.
30, 5, 10, 15.
Oh, I thought I saved it. Damn it. 20,
25.
I saw a couple really good ones.
Thug 4. Ooh, I love Thug 4. 5, 10, 15, 20, 30. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Getting closer.
Chase, I just want to say it's going to be really hard to get them to go the other way down the hallway if you're standing in front of them.
Well, Chase is last in the initiative order, so 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
I cast power word kill on Chase.
Chase!
Wow, that's aggressive.
Right?
Run fucking faster.
I know we're all excited about my new character, but side note, because you guys keep bringing it up, I'm the only one that can resuscitate. Resuscitate? That's a fucking hard word.
Yeah.
After a couple of Clamatos with the vodka in them, yeah.
I've had one, and then I've had a beer. This is two-drink Chase.
Oh, two-drink Chase? Come on. And you can't say resuscitate? What's going on, Chase?
How are these guys looking? Are they looking pretty swell? Do they need to have a little bit more, could they use more health? Are they kind of beat up a little bit?
I mean, if you're offering, they won't say no.
Take their life.
But are they like particularly oozy? Maybe they're a little woozy.
Not a little. They're a little oozy, but not woozy. They've taken damage, but they look on the fresher side of hale.
Hey guys, this is the time when Chase reveals to us that Chitauri is actually a necrobard. And she's Empire. Like deep Dabber into touch. Like Norwegian death metal.
Don't even get me started on that.
Yeah.
She's related to Eddie Munson.
No, what are they called? I think it was like Fracken or something like that, which was literally a band that displayed a corpse for like a year and a half as a prop, and nobody fucking realized it. It's something that gets brought up every once in a while. It's like one of those things. Like, they're Norwegian, Vikings and or this horrible band that's like the only news that's ever come out of Norway.
So you're going to use one of their corpses as a prop?
No.
You could action dash if you wanted to. They're going to get an opportunity to attack two of them.
Counter offer. Second level enchantment.
Are you going to friends these guys?
I am going to calm their emotions and make them indifferent about my running away.
Except for we've already hit them.
Oh, it's fine.
It's fine.
Alternatively, you could make the target indifferent about creatures of your choice that is hostile towards, particularly me and my friends. This indifference ends if the target is attacked or harmed by a spell or witnesses any of its friends being harmed. When the spell ends, the creature becomes hostile again. Psycho, you are running away.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
All right,
and we just have to have them not follow us or see what direction we're running.
Yeah. So if they suddenly become like, meh, I'm tired, kind of in our benefit.
Well, I mean, there's four of them.
A group of people.
It's a group.
Yeah. Holy fuck.
It's a group effect.
Yeah, 20-foot radius.
Fuck y'all. I'm tossing this here, and I'm moving on. Make me a charisma saving throw.
Just a second. Let me see who's all up in there.
Well, technically, she should be able to get everybody in there.
I want to see who's all up in there. 10, 10, 10, 20, 20,
20. We definitely need more arrows in there, guys.
They're all in there. You should
check and see who all's in there, Dick.
I am checking to see who's all fucking in there. Jesus. All right.
This is how I feel that Chase is.
This is my dancing lights.
Yeah.
Yes.
You a fucking arrow.
Super distracting.
All right.
It's a laser light show.
First bugbear. They are making a wisdom saving throw?
Charisma.
Charisma.
Charisma. Charisma.
I don't think they're very
good. I have plus six to attack modifier with my spell sheet. What does that do?
That means if you were to cast a spell, like a ranged attack, you would be able to add plus six to it.
That's what I was telling you to use for that one spell you used.
Okay. Fuck. I got a... Jesus Christ.
Like, bugbears. Cutting words? I don't...
What no. Anything that requires a ranged spell
attack.
She doesn't
have any ranged spell attacks.
I believe she does have a cantrip that does it.
Yeah. Vicious Mockery.
All right. First bugbear. Ranged spell attack. Rolled a 19. With his charisma modifier, that is an 18.
It passes.
Wait, and hold on. An 18? How desperate do we want this to work, guys?
That's the first one.
Well,
Thug 2, he rolled an 18 with his modifier.
Jesus.
Yeah. I'm bringing out the big boy dice. What is his modifier? Okay, so he has no modifier, so that's a...
So, the big boy dice is in the stack dice, because what the heck?
This guy, Thug 3, rolled a 9.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't pass.
Bugbear, here, he rolled... I gotta change dice. These ones are going fucking the wrong way. With his modifier, he rolled a 5.
No pass.
And that guy there, I changed dice. Fucking, come on, big money, no whammy. 14 with his modifier, that's a 13, so that's a fail?
Yep, no pass.
Okay, so this guy, he's charmed. This guy, he's charmed. That guy, he is charmed. This guy is not charmed, and that guy is not charmed. So, 3 out of 5 ain't bad. I think fucking Meatloaf sang a song about that.
But yeah, how...
Look at what I can do! And then just kind of, like, boogie on over.
But how bad do we want this to succeed? Because I can use bend luck.
Oh.
You can't see her right now.
Yeah.
You do not have to be able to see what's going on.
Bend.
Move over here. Break action. I don't know what that's fucking called. I'll boogie on away.
Let me see. When's...
bend luck. That says starting at 6th level. Are we 6th level now?
Yeah.
We are. That's right.
You can do so after the creature rolls, but before any of the effects of the roll occur. So, the effects of the roll have occurred.
My bent luck?
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd have to say, I cast bent luck as soon as I fucking rolled, basically, for these.
I was asking how important.
Yeah,
we
here's the argument. Morley was like, "How bad do we want this?" As we were all rolling it, yeah. So I would argue that he was planting the seed well before you started rolling.
He was planting the seed.
Need more wrinkles.
And you cut him off. Right, also, your shirt says "Chaotic Good," which means that you got to help the good guys.
Guys, I'm a Klingon.
Sure is us.
Okay. Roll. He got an 18. So roll a d4. Okay. Oh, you want to? Okay,
and what's
so
your,
wait. Who
what's
do you want to
break there, Chase?
Okay, 14. So you can't affect the bugbear. This guy got a. He got an 18 as well.
But it was a minus one. I thought it was a 17. Because no, you rolled an 18, but you.
This guy rolled a 19 with his minus 1.
Which brought it down to like from a 19 to an 18.
Right? Yeah. This guy rolled an 18 with zero modifiers. That guy. So I would say save your sorcery points. Because it'll just bring them, even if you rolled 4, it'd bring them to the meat.
To the meat. Okay.
To the meat.
Down to the meat.
That's right. I got to do my 2 opportunity attacks on Chitauri.
Smackety smackety.
First one from the thug with his nasty ass mace is a. Let me see what he's got. Plus 4, so that's a 15 for the thug, which is a hit. And he is going to. What's the word he's going to do? He is going to do 1d6 mace damages. So that's 3 bludgeoning damage, and then the bugbear is going to jab with his javelin with a 20 non-natural, and that's going to do, because it's a melee attack, that's going to do 10, is it?
Melee.
Hey, can I maybe interject here?
He's going to do 12 points of piercing damage.
Damn it.
With a javelin?
Yeah, when you use it as melee.
I was trying to interject.
It's 2d6. Are you dead?
No. Okay. I was going to interject with a cutoff, but that's fine.
Where are you reading that it's 2d6 if it's... melee.
Right on my fucking sheet. That's where I'm reading it.
Nowhere in the description of javelin does it say that.
It's not a fucking description of javelin. It's a description of the creature.
Bugbear?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, right. So how many damages am I taking? 20?
So you took 3... Three from the mace, 3 bludgeoning, and what was that fucking 12 piercing?
Okay, so 15. Was I close enough to get a javelin or mace?
Yep.
Did he just throw his mace at me? Can I pick it up as a reaction?
When you left, that's when they attacked you. Is when you left? That was their reaction.
Gotcha.
Right now that you're standing over there, but before you got over there, you got whack whack. Okay. Bringing us back. Do they get to make a saving throw every round for the calm emotion guys? No.
Make a saving throw, most likely? Our lady.
Yeah, only if they see the violence. Yeah. Okay, so top of the round is going to be Bugbear number one. And he's going to go 5, 10, 15. He's going to try to make his fucking... Nope, he's still fucking slowed. Jesus Christ. How'd I go from fucking 19s to fucking 6s?
Man, fucking slowed is the best spell, guys.
Oh, Nadia the Unbent, she's going to make a saving throw with a 3. A 3. A fucking 3.
So does that save, though, Dave?
No. 3 does not save. Bugbear number 2. Where's Bugbear number 2? Bugbear number 2's fucking dead.
Zed's dead, man. Zed's dead.
Because I feel like we're winning this.
You killed my Bugbear number 2. Bringing us to Hazen.
Not Bugbear number 2. Well,
Hazen is going to bonus action. Right. Use the rest of that healing potion that he had propped.
Okay.
And slug that back. Action. Use another one.
Action. Prep another fucking healing potion. All right.
Yeah, so I'm 44ing it up.
All right.
Glarp.
I'm in pain
blarp.
Right now.
That you're really... in pain? You're hurting a little bit? You're fucking so let's see feeling the burn?
Rolls first. 4 and... Oh, nice. Max for those two. And 3 and... What are you? What are you? And 1. So 12 plus 4. So 16 hit points back.
16 hit points back.
That is fantastic.
That is.
DM question.
Yeah, I'm a DM.
These guys... If they round the corner and the other guys who I have charmed don't see it happen, does it technically break the charm?
Shouldn't.
If a tree falls in a forest and nobody hears it, does it actually fall?
Are we damaging them?
No. It does fall. You're not damaging them. They're just going to fucking hang around. They may get yelled at. They may get slapped. But that they're at no point, they're indifferent to you, but they will fucking say where you've gone.
Now, that's fair. Lucky for you. No, part of the spell is if their friends get hurt, I thought.
If they see it. But this guy...
See it. Something come around the corner. I just need to preface. Yeah. And they don't see it. It did not happen in their eyes.
Right.
Cool. Okay. Just wanted to lay that groundwork.
Yeah. But when you die, the spell dies too.
Pardon me, sir.
Pardon me, sir.
I'm just stating some facts. Like, when you die, the spell dies too, right?
And here I was giving myself shit because I forgot to mark off that I used a spell slot.
Oh. Don't forget that. Corey.
Corey P.
When you die, the curse ends as well, right? You know that.
Yeah.
Fight me.
Still prepping that magic missile, but I'm going to slowly start making my way further back, giving us a bit more distance. So I'm only going to go 15 feet back.
Okay. 15 feet.
And I still have that magic missile prepped. First bad guy to poke his head around the corner.
You know the problem with that, though, right? You know what I'm saying? You know the situation you're in is that you have no dark vision, so if that guy comes around the corner, you won't be able to see?
Won't I?
Napod a window.
Hey, side note, seeing eye goblin. Renneret.
Renneret's going to vector me in.
Magic missile.
Ooh, I have an idea.
You have to be able to see the target.
So. I link minds with Renneret. Renneret looks in the correct direction. While linking minds with Renneret, I also link minds with Corey. We all see what's happening.
Bold, but yeah. Okay, so you
shared goggles.
15 feet.
Okay.
All right.
Yep. I push back.
Beholder zombie does that. Ran and rat. What do you do?
First thing I see, I guess. Renarat is currently reading the back of a shampoo bottle.
Yeah, I'm good. I got it. Chitauri. I'm going to poke my head around the corner, and I'm going to Ray of Frost this guy.
That guy?
Hang on just wait. Who's this here? Is that just a thug?
Yeah, it's another thug.
Yeah, I'll Ray of Frost the bugbear.
The bugbear? All right. Yep. Roll the hit.
So that's going to be an 18.
18. All right. That is a hit. Roll the damage.
Ugh.
6. All right. Bringing that to that. Snapping that guy out of that.
But then he's also
slowed by 10 feet.
Minus 10 for speed.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fuck off.
Fuck off. Okay.
30 feet there.
Okay. Fair enough. Bringing us to Thug 2. Thug 2. He is going to 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. And he's going to shoot some crossbow bolties at Chitauri. Fuck, come on. I went from fucking amazing to fucking can't get over 10, so that was a miss. Crossbow bolt goes flying down the fucking hallway, skittering off the ceiling. Bugbear number three. Bugbear number three.
Your aim is half as good as your fashion sense.
Yeah. 5, 10, 15, 20. Bringing him right up to Chitauri. And he's going to fucking drop his javelin and go with fucking his... What is the word? What has he got? I want to say Morning Star. Oh, it is a Morning Star. Yeah, yeah.
Joke's on you, Dave. It's clearly afternoon down here, so...
Uh-huh, right? So that's going...
Subtract a D6 from whatever you roll.
A D6. Are you bonus actioning the what's it?
Yep.
Reaction? That's is that a reaction or a bonus action? That's a reaction, right?
Reaction.
Reaction. You start singing. And...
Do you spit bath yourself on a regular basis? Because, man, you just smell like saliva, and that's kind of gross.
You're going to have to start going back to the well for some of these. All right, but minus a what? What are you rolling?
Yeah, I'm going to roll. Yeah, sorry. I'm running out of ones that would work in this circumstance.
Right. He rolled a... Just let me see what his jobby is. What is his plus? Where's my fucking thing here? So many things. All right, so he's got a plus 4... With that, so he rolled a 17.
Subtract a 6.
6? Come on! 11?
It's in roll 20.
I see it right there. Like, 11. Does that hit?
Meets.
Fuck! Oh, just if I was one number lower. I'm sorry, this is going to hurt. As he hits you with his Morning Star. Get two of those bad boys. Oh, could have been better. 5, 6, 7 plus 2. Plus 2. 8, 9. 9 points of piercing damage as this Morning Star comes slamming into you rather angrily. That's an 8 pot of good. Bringing us to Thug 3. Is Thug 3 still alive? Thug 3 is still alive. And he's going to move 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. And he's going to shoot his crossbow at you.
Oh. Gross.
I'm sorry, Chase.
Max damage.
That's a natty 20.
Oh.
But the good news is, we don't have the budget to actually give this guy a name, so he doesn't get one of those cards.
He was so taken aback by my last ad-libbed insult that wasn't pre-prepared that he also took minus.
Only one reaction per round. Unfortunately, yeah, he's really mad because you insulted his friend about his teeth and made him cry.
But the last one I insulted about his bathing habits, that's fine.
Yeah, well, it's a bit right? We all know they just fucking spit on themselves. Okay, could have been worse. Could have been worse. So, 9 plus... No, that's it. Just 9 points of piercing damage. Oh.
It really could have been worse.
Sorry, I rolled the wrong dice. You know what? I'm going to
leave
it.
No, take these back.
I rolled a 6 instead of a D10. So, yeah. We'll leave it at that. 9 points of piercing damage. I'll be fucking honest. I rolled the wrong dice, and that's just the way it's going to be for right now.
If anybody needs a Chitauri update, I am on 6 hit points.
Oh, fuck. Physician, heal thyself.
Yeah. Thug 4. Is Thug 4 dead? Thug 1. Bugbear 2, Bugbear 5, Bugbear 1, Thug 1. Oh, no, there's Thug 4. He's going to go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Standing in the body of his friend. Let's get rid of that there. We don't need those. We don't need reminders of that horrible fucking death.
No, that's true.
Right? Thug 4. Then we're going to move on to Bugbear number 4. Bugbear number 4. Bye. Bugbear number 4 should be down here somewhere. 1, 4. All right. But he is, you know what? He's
DM,
a boob of it. Yeah.
I'm going to throw a wrench into your, into your plans. Okay. Yeah. So Chitauri, her dancing light is down that hallway. That thug is a human.
Yep.
There's no light around Chitauri.
Nope.
Those shots would have been taken with disadvantage, would they not?
Pass to the Rex, you... Yes.
Darkness. Let's have a look. Because he was only like 5 feet away.
He was 10 feet. Because he's firing with the crossbow. Creates a heavily obscured area. A heavily obscured area. A creature effectively suffers from the blinded condition. See conditions.
All right. I will...
it's kind of like when you leave the bathroom after peeing and you turn the bathroom light on. You go out the hallway. It's really dark and you're just like blinded for a minute there.
Okay.
Had it happen often.
That would have been a total of 13 on the disadvantage roll. So I'm going to leave it at 9, though, because I rolled 2d6 instead of 2d10. And I think that's more than fair.
Fair. I can agree with that.
But
I try, Chase.
I was willing to see if I fucking missed.
That's fair.
If I missed with a hit, and it would have hit. So I rolled an 11 on the dice, which would have been 13 on the hit.
No, that's fair logic. If it would have missed, it would have missed, but it still would have hit, so meh. Yeah.
I'm gonna leave. Since I rolled the lower of the what's it? Well, but I like the way you think. That's fucking keeping me honest, and we're all for that. Did I move Bugbear number 4? Nope, he's ambivalent. He's like, fucking whatever, man. Look at this wall. It's cool.
I'm just going to sit down and start making tea like the British.
Right. Bugbear number 5. He's also like, nah, I don't know, man. Fucking, I mean, really, what's it all about when you think about it? Are we, Are we doing the best we can? Are we living the life we really want to live? I mean, it's some fucking.
It's a deep, damn fine question. Yeah.
Deep fucking thoughts for a bugbear. Yeah.
I don't leave the house a lot. Living the life I want to live.
Right. Deep thoughts for a bugbear. We could all use some deep thoughts. Shatari.
Are we starting off a round with deep thoughts? Because why do we perfect the indoors and then desire to be outdoors more?
Oh, man, I don't desire to be outdoors. It's fucking hot out there sometimes. And if it's not hot, then it's cold or wet or windy or bug-filled.
Or mosquito. Yeah, right? There you go.
Shatari.
We can be safe. Indoors.
Indoors. What's going on?
Welcome back, Matt.
Hola. Never laughed.
No. Can I move and bonus action healing word myself?
Yes.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan.
Big plan, Stan.
So because that's a bonus action, you can also action dash to move.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, if you action dash, you can get 60 feet.
Cool. Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Really get some space.
Action dash and then bonus action fucking healing word. Why not?
Cool. Oh.
Can't you do like, you have 35 feet move, you should be able to go to 70, correct?
Oh, she got 35 feet? Where'd she get all the extra feet? Look at that fucking.
Because I'm a tall lady.
You're a tall lady with long, lanky legs.
Yep. Cool.
Used to and then running I'm away. Healing
word myself. I just bleed all the way back. But like, fuck.
Right?
Leg it past all of you guys.
In a short skirt and a long jacket.
Long stride.
Right?
Non-cake reference. My apologies.
Nice.
Yeah. Happy I got that reference? Am I part of the cool kid group now?
Chase, you're always part of the cool kid group.
Yeah.
I mean, if anybody says definitely, it's Raph, but Ari, what's his opinion? 5, 10,
absolutely
15,
zero value.
15.
If it counts for anything, during the break, I seriously considered grabbing a fake beard and a bald cap that I know I have in my costume kit in my house and putting on a Superman t-shirt.
Bugbear 1, it's still fucking slow. Jesus Christ already.
I would have tipped so hard to see that.
Yeah, right? Maybe next week. Yeah. Nadia the Unbent. Okay, I gotta find a fucking good dice here.
The Unbent. She's broken. She is Sir so Anthony far behind. Dave.
She'd be real cursed. I don't...
Yeah.
11, still fucking cursed. Jesus Christ, Chase. Took her right out of the fucking battle.
Whole 7 points of healing that I got there. That's super exciting.
Super. Well, it's better than fucking no healing, right? Bringing us to Hazen. Hazen, what's going on? Fucking Chitauri just fucking winged it past you. Like a cat at 3 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing?
Well... let's see. Am I mute? Nope. Okay, good. Let's see. I got to measure something here first.
You measure away, my friend.
Awkward.
Fitty. Okay. So, I am going to bonus action summon my fucking dagger back.
Okay.
And then I'm going to whip it down the hall at Mr. Bugbear.
All right, roll at disadvantage.
Disadvantage, you betcha. Rolling. Where's my other? There, Greeny, let's go. So that's a 14 and an 11. Okay. Plus, hold on.
Plus, come on, plus.
Plus. Plus 6.
So
11 plus 6 is 17. Does 17 hit the Bugbear? 17. Is this armor class?
I'm going to fucking go out on a limb here. Motherfucker. Yeah, it hits.
Nice.
Yes. Well, it's nice. That's not. So, psychic damage. Oh, for fuck's sake. All right. He's going to take 4 psychic damage, the bare minimum.
4 psychic damage.
Yes. And I am going to move up, feeling my way along the wall. Right. Do you want a deck save?
No, you got your hand on the wall. You know it's a long run, but we'll make do.
Well, I've also got my sword. It's like, it's tucked behind my cloak, but it would be like a flashlight. Like it's forcing like light.
Bullseye lantern kind of shit.
Yeah.
I'm not against that. I'm well aware of the situation at hand here, and it fucking might be grim. Corey!
Can't see shit. Chitauri came by, and she was just like, fuck.
Yep, like I said, she went past you like a cat at 3 o'clock in the morning running through the house.
You might be able to see a light purple glow just kind of up the hallway. It's not going to be bright, but there's going to be a little bit of an edge around my cloak, possibly.
Yeah, at this point, I'm just running with my hand on the wall.
Running with the head on the wall? Are you even going to fucking attack?
No, I can't see anything. So now we're just trying to distance. And we'll get around the corner and see if we can muster something else again.
All right. So you're going
I'm
for
heading
a,
up to there.
You're going for a full-on get the fuck out of there.
Yep. I don't need an action or anything, so I'm just fucking running.
If you're hurt at all, a healing potion would be advisable.
Nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for
breaking contact.
Yeah, you don't fucking stop and patch. You fucking go and go.
Bonus action, prep it.
All right, Beholder Zombie is fucking going to do that. Rat-a-rat. You can see them. They're coming. For you.
Fireball?
Nah, it's only 3 of them, though, and it would be my last third level spell.
Fair.
Sorcery points do I have? Ooh, I have lots of sorcery points. What is my...
5 will get you another third level.
Well, I was going to say maybe I could twin a firebolt and hit 2 of them.
Twin a firebolt. Twin spell, right?
So I would like to... if a spell cantrip has a target of 1 and not self, I can aim it at a second target within range. 1 sorcery point per spell level, minimum 1. So I'm just going to do spend 1 sorcery point for my firebolt cantrip, and I'm going to hit the bugbear and then the dude behind him.
Okay.
Now, do I have to roll for 2 attacks or just 1 attack that hits both?
No, you have to roll for both.
Okay. All right, so the first one is a 20.
On the bugbear?
On the bugbear. And the second one is an 18.
18 on the thug. And that was a unnatural 20?
Yes, correct.
Okay, both hit. Roll your damage.
A 3 and a 6, so 9 on the bugbear.
All right.
And then 6 and 2 and 8 on the thug.
Hey, bugbear goes down in the fucking flailing of fucking... whatever.
Shit. I was rolling, I was rolling D8s and I should have been rolling D10s.
Oh, that's rough.
Hands off the dice.
I've been throwing frost out, so.
Yeah, when I rolled 2D6 instead of 2D10 on my fucking one and only natty 20. Yes. 20. So that bugbear goes down in a fucking blaze of glory.
Pew, 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 pew,
fucking...
Wait, what did you shoot at him there, Renarat?
Fire bolt.
I just used a fire bolt, but I twinned it.
Yeah. Just. Thug number 2. Thug 2.
You're forgetting there, Corey, that Ranarat has dark vision. You still have to be able to see.
Yep.
But if
I believe,
if they lit him up, and I'm like, I know where they're at.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. He knows you're down there. He can fucking hear you, you fucking fuckers. 1, 2, Shatari. Oh. I'm rolling at disadvantage, right?
Okay. I'm just curious about the fact that I can also hear the Loka song in the background because he's playing it. How many F-bombs have you dropped this episode, Dave?
Lots.
I counted 7.
That's it? Rookie numbers.
Or, 7 what? Just when he's rolling, that's the only time I've been counting it. But
well,
fucking
that's when he's angry.
that's when they come out the most. Okay, so rolling disadvantage. I rolled disadvantage because it's hard to see. With a plus 2, that's a 13 plus 2, so that's a 15, which is a hit. It's a heavy cross.
It's just rude.
It's just fucking rude.
Are you shooting at?
I'm shooting at Shatari because I rolled 1, 2, 3, and she was a 2. Based on...
Shatari's never a 2. How dare you?
Well, today you're a 2.
Six at best, but never a 2.
Who just took... Good thing I double-checked. Who just took 6 points of piercing damage.
Oh.
Is girl. That all? Is there any plus to that? I don't think there's a plus to that. Nope, just straight up fucking 6 points. There's a crossbow bolt thunks into ya. Thunkity thunk.
As I create a bonus reaction, can I grab it, pull it out, and lick it, and throw it back at them?
Clatters down the hall and lands on the floor. Okay. Take that, you son of a...
Bugbear 3 has come down with a big case of fucking deathitis. So he is no longer in the initiative order. Bringing us to Thug number 3. Thug 3? Yeah. He heard fucking Thug 2, so he is going to go again. 1, 2, 3. 3 is Hazen with disadvantage. Advantage of the distus. Let's fucking get these high rolling dice in there. Motherfucker. 4? Does a 4 hit?
Ooh.
No.
Yeah. Crossbow bolt goes fucking scattering against the wall, fucking sparking on its way down. Nice light show, but fucking not much to go, right?
That would be pretty creepy in the dark, just seeing a crossbow bolt go skittering across a stone wall and sparking it up.
Right, it would be. Fucking, you know it's coming. Thug 4, he's going to move 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. He's going to fucking hold action there.
That thug doesn't have night vision.
Right.
And he was around the corner when that last firebolt fired. So would he be able to see his buddies over here or hear them?
Oh, yeah,
that
hear
old
them.
Light show boy?
Yeah, they're not fucking being quiet about the whole thing.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Contact! Ah!
Yeah.
Moving! Coming!
Right. Bugbear, who was that? That was Thug 4? Thug 4. All right, he's done his thing. Bugbear number 4! Yeah, whatever, man. Fucking, he's just going to lean against the wall, catch his breath, fucking trying to figure out what all this excitement's about. It's not really a big deal, and everybody's all fucking, he doesn't see it.
Is Chase all good, like, Chase?
She's praying for guidance here or something? Like,
right. Bugbear number 5. He's still
fucking... I didn't think you were a religious type.
Affirmations.
Yeah.
10. Bugbear 10.
A religious type.
Solid
that's
10.
Not 10.
10. 10. Solid 10.
7.
Yeah. Bugbear 5. He's, you know, man, fucking... He's still not convinced he's living his best life. Maybe fucking, you know...
Fight the power, buddy.
Maybe it's time to go and fucking... I don't know, decorate mushrooms and sell them in the market, right? Who knows? Who knows? Shatari. Shatari, it's your turn. What's going on, Shatari? You fucking... You blew it. You, like, went way past him. You're like,
Four. Oh, shit. Guys, she's at four.
I think she's counting how many swears I've made.
I ran out of things that I could do with single digits. This is 13.
Oh.
13 swears. 13 fucks.
Sorry, I thought you were telling us what your hit points were.
Hey, you know you've got healing potions.
I do.
What's going on?
I sure do.
Are you going to Boogaloo Zoogie, or are you going to carry on?
Carry on my wayward son.
How far are we? Did we make a decision on how far away a sling can go?
Personally,
there's literally a guide for that.
I didn't make the decision. A decision has been made. They called the Council of DMs together. They met on a Sunday. It was at a Denny's. Jerry called ahead, so they got the good table. And this is what they came up with.
The corner booth that they don't have anymore.
Yeah. Sling. The sling has a distance of 30 feet without disadvantage, 120 feet with disadvantage.
Wait, 30 feet with advantage?
No.
Regular.
30 feet.
Yeah, feet regular.
Regular.
No advantage.
I broke my fucking brain for a second. Let's toss some arcane fire at them again. What's the worst that could happen?
Okay, we'll toss an arcane fire, and then we're probably going to have to call it at the end of this because everything's getting all wibbly wobbly. The audio is just going fucking bad, and I know it's an internet issue, and I think mine fucking is starting to go. So let's roll up some arcane fire. Let's see if we hit. Let's do some damage if there is any, and we'll go from there. What does she roll? That was a 5.
Oh, man. Why is she rolling a decent? There we are. She rolled a 5.
Leaving a...
No team.
Leaving a free hand. Set the color. Put the
I caused a great diversion where they could not see us through the flames as all ran away.
Right.
Except for me, because I tripped over.
Did you really?
Okay, leaving a fire there. And because fucking sound is going horrible, we're going to leave it at that. We're at, what a fair bit. Not bad. I mean, you guys are whittling away. It's a war of attrition, and you're attritioning well. Definitely can't argue that. You're definitely doing way better than I hoped for and or expected, I guess.
True. Hey, guys, wasn't this like our whole plan with the zombie beholder?
This was the zombie beholder plan, who you have not seen since rounding that corner. But no, this
I'm
is...
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, this is... I figured you guys, like, really, come on, Dungeons & Dragons, who runs away? Apparently you guys. And you're running away well.
And Eddie.
It's not running away.
Eddie, stop running away. Stop poking the bullet. Hole that's in my heart. Stop it.
I don't have a clue what she just said.
Stop poking the bullet hole in her heart, I think she said. It's hard to say. Alrighty. It's been great. I enjoyed it. We'll find out. This will fucking next episode. You got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 6, 7, 7 guys left. That's pretty good. There were way more before. Now, fucking 7 guys. Two of them fucking don't seem to care. One is still fucking slowed. Natty is fucking cursed. Really? The ones you got to worry about, I guess, are the 3 thugs that know where you are. The other two, who knows? Right? Who knows? All right. I will fucking, we'll see you guys next week. I hope you all fucking have a good night and all that kind of fun stuff. And, we'll carrying on. All right. All right. All right. You count my fucks. Put another finger up. Fuckity fuck. Fuck. Maybe that'll be the name of the episode. Right, I'll give all the fucks. All right, y'all enjoy. Have a good night.